No, I'm not gonna tell you.
All right.
You can say over 21.
Over 21, all right. And...
I've really gotten kind of tired of these people that, you know, how some people, they're just going to put you in a certain category if you just passed, well, if you're 16 or 18, if anybody is past 28, they are just ready for wheelchair, you know. And it goes on, and I really think it's ridiculous that people are, businessmen that work for corporations have to be retired when they've just gotten to where they're worth anything to a business. It is terrible, isn't it, when you think
is on the youth
binge, and I won't tell you these styles and all. That's what makes me so mad. You just don't know what it is for. And Mr. when I begin all these tales about what a terrible time, I simply can't find anything in a store to wear. You never see anything to equal it. And so I just don't believe a word of it. Just, well, that's absurd. I said, well, if you went to have a suit made and the man told you that he was going to make the suit like Skipper's suit, Skipper's a little boy, 8 years old, and that's the only way he could make it, was just like Skipper's. You wouldn't like that. Well, that's about what it amounts to with...
That's right. Even men's fashion.
Yeah.
You don't have much choice.
I declare, the long hair is something else to think about. Of all the people in the world, if there's one person that I believe that it is almost killed, it is my husband. He is one of these people that thinks if you don't go to the barbershop once a week, that you are, I don't know what he would say about anybody who didn't, and who had his hair ever the least bit long. And now think of it way down like this. It's just about to finish him off, and these two grandsons of ours, according to the way most of them wear, they're very moderate.
Yes.
But it doesn't suit him.
Well, actually, they probably look just like his grandfather.
Well, maybe so, but then he can't remember any hair cuts except short ones, you know.
Right. Well, and the difficulty with long hair is that those of us who don't have much hair left, it's kind of hard to...
Well, yes, and I think that, and then if you have a lot, then that makes you look like, what's his name, Gene Shalit, you know. Did you ever see anybody with hair and a mustache like that? I don't believe I ever did.
I don't know whether it's natural or whether it's...
You don't think he had curl like that, do you?
It could be a wig.
But not that mustache.
Well, not the mustache, that's right. That's very sizable.
He's a nice man, and you would think that he would, because, of course, you know such a thing as having your hair straightened. There's a girl whose mother lives right over here. The girl is married and living on, well, in fact, her husband's with the hair for it. But this girl, this child, had the curliest hair. It was too curly. It was just like it was on. There was just no... You couldn't calm it, you know. That's all right. And you know, after she married, been married several years, and this straightening came in, she had it straightened, she looked like a different girl. She's a pretty girl. And before, it was just... There never was anything to even remind you of I don't mean that it looked like a Negro African hair, but it was almost as kinky. It was just perfect long.
Very, very perfect.
Oh, yes. Well, Gene Shalit could go and have his. He doesn't have to have a mustache, and he'd have the other straightened.
Well, I think that's sort of his trademark. So.